This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas House Bill 100 paves the way for ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft to restart operations in the city of Austin. Once Governor Greg Abbott signs the bill, and he's suggested he will, Austin's local ride-hailing regulations will no longer be in effect. HB 100 puts the state in charge of regulating ride-hailing companies. Unlike the city of Austin, the new rules do not require drivers to be fingerprinted. That's the requirement that prompted Uber and Lyft to leave town about a year ago. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, drivers have mixed feelings about Uber and Lyft's return, but that doesn't mean they won't work for them.
Delight, dread, how did drivers react to news that Uber and Lyft are coming back?
Oh dear, well it's complicated.
It's complicated, Aubrey McIntosh says, because he currently drives for the ride-hailing company Fair, and he likes it.
The base fare, Fair pays almost twice what Uber does.
McIntosh is a retired chemistry professor. He drove for both Uber and Lyft before they left town last May. When they did, he felt hurt.
In any kind of relationship I've ever been in, romance, business, anything, if they treat you bad, they're going to keep doing it.
But here's the kicker. I met McIntosh outside of Lyft's Austin office. He just reactivated his Lyft driver account. So I hear all this from you and then I see you signing up again. So I'm curious, you know, it sounds like there might be a, conflict going on in your brain.
Well, no. The other companies may quit doing business because Uber's got a deeper pocket or some other reason. I would hate to not be able to drive. Nobody knows the future.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that drivers don't have a lot of brand loyalty for anybody because they're not really incentivized to.
Harlan Beverly is the assistant director of Texas Venture Labs, a startup accelerator at UT.
I think their biggest issue is fear. If they just stick to one service or maybe just two and they don't go back to Uber and Lyft, that they're going to miss out on the rides and therefore not have enough work.
The new rules passed by the state legislature loosen local regulations. If they go into effect, companies would still be required to background check drivers, although they won't have to fingerprint. The city won't be collecting fees from these companies. In the past year, that added up to nearly $1 million. Once Governor Abbott signs the rules into law and Uber and Lyft return to Austin, there will be a total of 9 ride-hailing companies operating in the city. Beverly from UT says the smaller companies should be worried.
Uber and Lyft, especially Uber, have the first mover advantage from the very beginnings of when ride-sharing and ride-hailing apps sort of took the market. People automatically think about Uber when they consider a ride-sharing.
He expects this name recognition to override any bad press the companies, specifically Uber, have gotten lately. The federal government's currently investigating Uber for using software that helped them evade local regulations, including here in Austin. Plus, some people felt Uber and Lyft deserted drivers and riders last year when they left town. That bitter taste
will probably evaporate and people will just Uber from place to place again.
Hi, my name is Megan. We're at Cheer Up Charlie's in Austin, Texas.
Megan Williamson says she's been happy using Ride Austin, but she also wasn't rooting for Uber and Lyft to leave. So where does her loyalty lie now?
So you think you'll stick with Ride Austin even when Uber and Lyft come back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll stick with Ride Austin.
While some say they'll stay local, others are celebrating the return of the big dogs.
I can't wait for it to happen. I've been, kind of counting the days until they could hopefully come back to Austin.
Nick Roland just finished his PhD in U.S. history.
Competition is great, and I'm glad that there are local providers, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's a reason why Uber and Lyft are kind of leaders in the field, and that's because they provide the best service, they have the best network.
Riders, like drivers, can just throw them back into the shuffle. Because the ride-hailing bill got large support in the legislature, it'll go into effect immediately once the governor signs it. Uber and Lyft have both said they'll reactivate operations once that's done. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.